T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, Teague, this was equally terrifying, but also equally inspiring. We were all watching the game live. I remember like it was yesterday.
Yep.
My little guy was on my lap. This was a couple of years ago. Ryan Shazier, great player for the Buckeyes, an ascending, terrific young star for the Steelers, who was a first-round pick out of Columbus back in 2014, took a hit, a collision, and obviously his life was forever altered. But through the gift of hope and strength, he has certainly risen up. He is an author, and the name of the book is called Walking Miracle. And we say hi to Ryan Shazier. Ryan, Tiki and Tierney, how you doing today, buddy? What's happening, man?
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure. It's a privilege to have you. This was almost 4 years ago now, back in December of 2017 when this happened. We all remember, as BT mentioned, because it was on Monday Night Football, and who knew what was going to happen. But you're up and walking, and that's amazing. That's why this book is out. Tell us how you're doing physically and what you're able to now do physically, because some people may have not kept track of your recovery process.
Yeah, so I'm doing great. I would say I'm about 85%. I can do a lot of things. Before I got hurt, I would say I was faster than TG. Now I
you might have been. I'm an old man at this point, Ryan. You know that, right?
I think you got me now. I'm not trying to run away from any dogs or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I can do most things what most people do. I still have a few disabilities and things that I can't do. Like I ride a bike, but I use a pedal assist bike, but they kind of help me keep going. I have a small limp, and then I'm just not as strong, and I get tired a lot faster. So I do have some hiccups here and there, but
yeah.
I'm just truly blessed because people told me I'll never be able to be at this point where I'm at now, and I'm just thankful.
Yeah, no, you certainly are. How much do you weigh now? Have you lost all that muscle mass? Because, I mean, I would be running away from you the size that you were 3 or 4 years ago. But where are you mass-wise?
My wife, she would like to say I lost all that muscle mass and gained fat mass.
That means she's treating you right, right?
Yeah, she's treating me right. So I actually started working out again this week, and I stopped working out for like 4 years. But I was on rehab, but like, you know, working out and rehab are different.
Yeah.
So I started actually working out this week, and then I haven't felt this pain in a long time, but it's not fun. So it's good. I'm happy. But I did lose a little bit of my muscle mass, but my body kind of toned up pretty fast. So I know that I'm going to be able to cut off some of this fat.
Yeah,
gotcha.
That's muscle memory for you.
That's right. That's a real athlete. Hey, Ryan, I'm curious. When did you stop asking yourself why?
And so I actually didn't ask myself why that much, because to me, when you ask yourself why, you start getting into situations when you're complaining about things that you wish you had or wish could have happened. And to me, I never wanted to be a if type of guy. So when I looked at the situation, I might have had one or two why moments, but even when you have a why moment, I might look back and like, why me? Why did I get hurt? Lately, I've been thinking of it like, why not me? You know, and why not allow God to change my life and allow me to help so many other people? Mm. But also, even when you go back and look at the times when you thought everything was great, you know, there's still some hiccups that were even going on then, and you still can say why this didn't happen the way I wanted it to happen. So I just didn't want to go into that rabbit hole, and I wanted to start focusing in on, like, what can actually help me thrive through the moment right now, and that's what I've been doing.
That's a great attitude. Wow. We're talking to Ryan Shazier, former Buckeye star, former Steeler star, a couple of Pro Bowls, obviously an ascending player before his athletic career changed, but now he's an author. And the name of the book is called Walking Miracle, and Ryan's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
You know, Ryan, we kind of heard some inklings that you wanted to obviously try to get back fully healthy, 100%, and maybe even play football again. Was there any truth, reality to that, or was it kind of just a pipe dream?
No, it was a lot of reality to it. And my doctor, he said, the rate I was on, there's a definite possibility I can make it. When I decided to retire last year, I was very close, but the one thing you know in this NFL, man, it's not a forgiving league. And
no.
Even, you know, everybody loves you now, and everybody loves you when you're playing great. But I promise you, if you get 10 catches and drop 7 of them, they're going to say, hey, man, we need this guy out of here. You know, and to me, I just know how good I was when I was playing. I don't like to say it like that. I don't try to, like, boost myself up or anything. But
no, but it's true, though. You were.
Yeah, you don't have to, man. You were pretty damn good, right?
No, but I don't like to boost myself up, but I just know I've seen some of the struggles I was still having, and I didn't want to go out there and be a different guy on the field because, you know, everybody would have wanted me back, but the thing is, everybody would have wanted me back to be where I was at. Obviously, they wanted me to be back just for my health.
Yep.
But once I got back on that field, they were wanting me to be the Ryan Shazier that I once was. And if I couldn't do all those things the same way I was able to do them, I couldn't handle that. So I was like, let me focus on, you know, trying to get to the NFL. And then when I seen some inclinations, the things weren't going to be as pretty as I wanted it to be. And I think I could have made it. I think I would have been back in the NFL. But just me as a person, it would not have been a level of play that I wanted it to be. So I just wanted to focus in on the next step in life.
Yeah, you know, Ryan, I have a synopsis, a one sheet on your book, and I can't wait to get my hands on it so I can read it. But there's a lot of things that you went through early in your life, like alopecia, which is an autoimmune disease. Those who don't know about it, causes hair loss, and then scoliosis as well. And you've been fighting battles is probably it's too strong of a word, but I'll use it. Battles your whole life, and it probably prepared you for this, and prepares you for the rest of your life going forward. Like, can you talk to how, like, emotionally strong you have to be in order to go through and pull through something like you've been through?
Yeah, so I definitely feel that all those moments built me up for this moment, and I talk about that in the book, and that's why I feel that this book is just tailored for everybody, not just football fans. I think it's tailored for everybody that's going through struggles, especially like with COVID. And, you know, my book talks about how something in a sudden happens and then you just never know what to do and how to handle that situation, but also thrive through that situation. So to me, I had a lot of difficulties growing up, and some people are like, man, hair loss isn't that bad. Yeah, it's not that bad when, you know, you're my age at 30, and I don't know how old Tiki is, but it's not that bad then. But
yeah.
when you're 5 years old,
yeah,
and you're the only kid walking around the school with a bald head,
yeah,
people don't think about, oh, but man, this kid is, you know, he's getting old, he's losing hair. It's more about, hey, man, this kid may have cancer. This kid may be struggling through something.
Gotcha.
And I didn't have those type of things, and it's more of an emotional battle when you're a kid because you look so different than everybody else. And so one thing that I learned very early is that everybody has struggles, and this is how my parents taught me, is that, hey, Ryan, the difference between your struggle and everybody else's struggle is that everybody sees yours. And everybody, like, you don't see everybody else. You know, somebody's parent may be struggling. Somebody's household may be struggling. Somebody, you know, brother or sister may be going through something, and this is why they act the way they act. But with you, people don't see any of that. People see it immediately. So now people just judge you off of what they see. But, you know, everything can look great on the surface, but it's a lot of people with a lot of, you know, struggles in the back end. And to me, I just it taught me at an early age everybody goes through struggles, but it also taught me through an early age how to just be positive through your struggles and just try to find a guiding light in it and not allow it to, you know, put you in a dark place or tell you what you can't do.
No, it's really a great message. And we're talking Ryan Shazier, former Buckeye and Steeler star, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, new book, and it's out. It's called Walking Miracle. He's an author. Okay, so where do we start, T? Because it was a rough weekend for his Buckeyes, who got physically pushed around by the Wolverines. Let's call it for what it is there, big boy. And it's been a tough year for Big Ben, somebody you played 4 years with. Let's start with the Steelers angle. Ooh, it's never easy when a legend begins to decay. What do you think the quarterback path is for the Steelers next season, Ryan?
So I'm a big Ben fan. You know, he's a friend of mine, and I always want to see him succeed. Obviously, you know, sometimes the game tell you when it's time, and you know, everybody wants to play into their Tom Brady's age, or everybody wants to play until they're 60 years old. But sometimes the game will tell you when it's time. And so I love Ben, but I think next year maybe time for him to, you know, to step away from the game. Like, Ben has been known for being one of those type of quarterbacks. And I'm not trying to say he's Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson, but he's one of those kind of quarterbacks that was really tough to bring down, extend the plays, and allow his team to make big plays because of how much of an athlete he was. And he wasn't like a speedy athlete, but he was an athlete when he knew how to change the game. And I feel he's losing a lot of that, and then he's also losing the Big Ben, the arm, you know, and so when it's tough, you can't play the way that you want to play. It gets tough, and you know, sometimes the game will allow you to leave on your own terms, and sometimes the fans and the game will tell you when it's time to leave. And I think it might be getting that time for Ben to maybe step away. But if Ben does step away, I think there's two huge free agents on the market that Pittsburgh is definitely will be, I think, pushing for.
And, oh yeah.
One of them, the name is Aaron, and the other name is Russell. So I think I think if we add either one of those guys to our team,
I think
we have the talent around them to make them do well.
Which one do you like better, A.A. Ron or Russell Wilson?
I promise, you close my eyes and spin me in a circle, I don't care which one you point at, I'm all right with.
Yeah, so, I feel
but if I had a choice and I was like, hey, I think if you put this guy on our Steelers team and we can win the Super Bowl next year, I would have to go with Aaron.
Yeah, I think you're right. The dude is just playing at a high level. Obviously, the MVP from a year ago. Ryan, what about your Ohio State Buckeyes? I mean, it's been – Harbaugh just hasn't been able to get it done, but it was a butt-whooping this past weekend. How hard was that for you to watch? Because you guys aren't supposed to lose to Michigan.
Hey, man, I don't know what you're talking about. I seen us upset Duke last night, so we're pretty good.
Nice pivot
obviously,
right there.
Obviously talking about on the hard
basketball.
That was a great win, by the way.
I know. So I was actually at that game, so it was really cool. But, that was a tough one. But, like, I was telling a friend of mine, obviously, you never – the one thing with Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Clemson is going through it right now as well, is that they're so good for so long, you don't ever expect to lose. You feel like it's like when you lose, it's almost like it's a video game. And the thing is, this is real life, and these are college kids. And every game, they're not going to be on point.
And to me,
one thing about the Michigan game, we beat them 10 years in a row. They have some guys that's 5-year seniors with COVID, 6-year seniors. And some of the guys going into the school, the whole time they've been there, all they heard was, man, you guys been getting smacked up. You've been getting smacked up. And after a while, you know, as a football player, you get tired of that. And I think they went into the game and you seen how much they wanted to win. You know, like you seen how important that game was to them and how big of a deal it was for them to win it. And I feel like they wanted it, like they showed they wanted it more than we did. And I'm not saying that the guys didn't play hard. They did, but the defense have to play better. They have to stop the run, obviously. But I think they really wanted it, and they showed they wanted it in that game. And I think that's why they pulled away from us and did what they had to do.
Hey, by the way, if you didn't go to Ohio State, were you lined up? Were you thinking about Michigan? I don't remember your recruiting travels. What was the second choice for you?
So my second choice. So I was actually committed to Florida. The whole time when Urban was the coach, when Urban resigned, I decommitted from Florida, and I had 2 weeks to decide what school I was going to because I was an early enrollee.
Got it.
And when Urban resigned, LSU and Ohio State was at my school. I visited both schools.
Now, Ryan, let me ask you, but wait, when that happens, Ryan, do you have to give the money back to Urban Meyer or no?
Urban didn't give me any money, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just messing with you, bro. Well, listen, man, it's been a really nice, lengthy conversation. I know our audience loves hearing the great spirit and energy in your voice, the conviction, the plan. You're an author. The name of the book is Walking Miracle. Terrific player, but obviously bigger things in front of you, man. Really good having you on the show, Ryan. We appreciate it. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much.
Good chatting with you, Ryan. Be well.
That was
good
cool.
Chatting with you guys.
Appreciate you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.